Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February 27, 1829, the Barbadian newspaper advertised the sale of a small 7-acre property known as Briggs Hill in the parish of St. George. The property had been owned by one John Smith and was located downhill and south of Newberry Plantation, which was owned by Francis Hodgkinson. With Smith's death, Briggs Hill was sold by Dr. John H. Smith, who was probably his son. Listeners might be interested to know that the name Briggs Hill is still very much a part of the St. George landscape. The name itself, according to Sir Woodville Marshall's Place Names of Barbados, derives from George Briggs, one of the early English settlers to arrive in Barbados in the 1620s. Briggs also owned the nearby Rose Hill Plantation, situated northwest of Gun Hill. In fact, before the 1700s, the area known as Gun Hill was called Briggs Hill. At an elevation of over 700 feet, with a commanding view of Bridgetown, the St. George Valley, and the west and south coasts of the island, the 1697 Militia Act decreed that guns be placed on the site to protect the island from foreign invasion. The presence of these guns led to a change of name from Briggs Hill to Gun Hill. After the Busser Rebellion in 1816, the authorities erected a signal station that would respond to foreign military threats as well as insurrection by the enslaved people. In 1876, during the Confederation Rebellion, the signal station, equipped with bells and water storage tanks, was used to monitor the movement of General Greene's forces and was pressed into service to house those arrested in the rebellion. That prompted an attempted assault by the laboring people who had been encamped in the cane fields north of the signal station. Marshall tells us that by the 1870s, Briggs Hill had been converted to a freehold village, and in 1893, the village was 9 acres in size with 24 house lots. Some of the hilly land was used for quarrying, producing boulders, fine stone and marl, which adorned the footpaths of homes during the Christmas season. By 1970, Briggs Hill had about 20 houses, but was a vibrant small village, including a standpipe where villagers gathered in the afternoon after a regime of cricket, bicycle races, and dominoes. In the late 1970s, only one house in the village had a television set, and boys would gather on Saturdays to watch the popular television program, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.